USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
More than 2,200 flights in or out of the U.S. have been canceled today. FlightAware reporting about 3,000 delays as well.
Our flight was at 6:30 this morning, and we waited, and the crew supposedly didn't show up.
WDIV television talking to travelers at Detroit Metro Airport. It has not been an easy weekend of travel in the air whatsoever.
Around 4,500 New Year's Day flights were canceled, including 2,500 affecting the United States, as air carriers continue to struggle with COVID-19 and the winter holiday weather. With more than 12,000 flights canceled since Christmas, the holiday travel season has been thrown into turmoil by the Omicron variant.
Wendy King reporting from the Pacific Northwest Bureau. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Storm cleanup continuing in Kentucky after a possible tornado touching down in the town of Hopkinsville. Businesses in the downtown area were damaged, including a dollar store and a gas station. Other buildings suffering roof damage. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear declaring a state of emergency. And in Alabama, a line of severe storms damaged homes, knocked out power, and downed trees. Amongst the damage, a Walmart store in the town of Hazel Green, Alabama. Dr. Anthony Fauci today saying federal health officials could consider amending the recent COVID-19 isolation guidance revised by the CDC, telling CNN State of the Union.
The CDC is very well aware that there has been some pushback about that.
The CDC last week shortening its isolation period from 10 days to 5 for asymptomatic patients. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It has been a busy first few days on the job for New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who was sworn in just after the ball dropped in Times Square.
People tell me it's a difficult job. Darn it, I want it to be a difficult job. You know, it's a difficult job being a cop, riding the subway trains in the 80s. It's going to be difficult now, but we are resilient. We're going to get through this, and we're going to look back on this and see why we are Americans in the first place, because we're a great country.
Mayor Adams' appearance on ABC's This Week wasn't all that kept him occupied this weekend. He held a press conference on his first day in office after an NYPD officer was grazed in the head with a bullet. The mayor also signing two executive orders on the COVID-19 pandemic. And he made a call to 911 after witnessing an assault on his way to City Hall. A flight quickly becoming a nightmare for this passenger, Tim Berg, in the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A passenger on a flight from Chicago to Iceland says she had to quarantine in the airplane bathroom for 3 hours following a positive COVID test. Marissa Fadio says despite having received two negative tests prior to takeoff, she started feeling sick mid-flight and took a test that came back positive. She then decided to stay in the bathroom for the remainder of the flight to safeguard the health of the rest of the passengers. After landing in Iceland, she was sent to a Red Cross hotel for a 10-day quarantine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.